This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Six people are dead in a 21-vehicle pileup on Interstate 90 in Bighorn County, Montana, Friday evening during a dust storm. A series of collisions involving 21 vehicles happened on I-90 near Hardin. Montana Highway Patrol Sergeant Jay Nelson said delays on the highway are expected to last for hours. All eastbound traffic was being diverted off the interstate. Westbound traffic was narrowed to one lane. Interstate travel was detoured overnight, but I-90 has since reopened, the Highway Patrol says. The Montana Department of Transportation first reported the pileup at 4:55 p.m. Friday night. There were thunderstorms over Billings, 40 miles to the west of Hardin, and an outflow of strong winds toward Hardin. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Chambers said the winds outran the thunderstorm. The winds picked up dust and were gusting at 64 miles an hour near Hardin. Visibility was a quarter of a mile. The National Weather Service had issued severe thunderstorm watches and warnings for south central and southeastern Montana on Friday. Ariel DeHart witnessed a camper van ripped open in the pileup while driving westbound on I-90 near Hardin. DeHart told CNN she drove by moments after the accident. There were only a few first responders on the scene at the time, she said. DeHart said the visibility was so poor and scary. The air was warm and eerie. It was like wearing sepia-colored glasses. It was so crazy. When I saw the ripped-open camper, my gut dropped, she said. As the U.S. sees another uptick in COVID-19 cases, Gallatin County is experiencing high transmission rates. Gallatin County reported 290 new cases this week. The Gallatin City County Health Department reported 438 active cases and 8 hospitalizations. Gallatin County has the fourth highest vaccination rate in Montana, behind Missoula, Deer Lodge, and Silver Bow counties. To date, 123 people have died of COVID-19 in Gallatin County. As of Friday, the 7-day rolling average of coronavirus cases was up 10% from last week. Gallatin County is experiencing high transmission levels, and the percentage of positive tests in Gallatin County was 26%, according to the Health Department's report. A percent positive rate of 10% or higher may indicate that not enough testing is being done to catch all COVID-19 cases. The infection rate may be even higher than the reported 26%. The CDC recommends that people wear a mask in indoor public places regardless of vaccination status while community transmission levels are so high. COVID cases and hospitalizations in the U.S. are starting to swing upwards again. Hospitalizations have doubled since April. As COVID cases and hospitalizations rise nationwide, the message from federal health officials about booster shots is clear. Don't wait to get the shot. If you're eligible, get it immediately. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden, said, "The threat to you is now. Getting vaccinated now will protect you now." Currently, Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5 account for more than 80% of COVID cases circulating. Experts say the current shots don't prevent infection from BA4 and BA5 as well as from earlier variants of the coronavirus. The shots can, however, reduce the risk an infected person will develop complications or be hospitalized. There are new versions of vaccines in the works that aim to specifically target the Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5, but those shots aren't expected until this fall. People should still get boosters now. Those who were initially vaccinated with one of the mRNA vaccines can get their first booster 5 months later and the second booster 4 months after that. People 50 and older who originally got the Johnson & Johnson shot can get their first boosters at least 2 months after the first dose and the second booster 4 months later. Both boosters should be from either Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna. Children and teenagers 5 to 17 years old can get boosters at least 5 months after their first two vaccine doses. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.